Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in two northeastern states, takes place today. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is Saturday. The filing of nominations for the first phase ended yesterday evening. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60-member house in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on 19th of next month. Among states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry. Meanwhile, PTA consensus candidate Dr. Chimbenmuri, Congress candidate S. Supungmeren Jamir, including a substitute candidate for Congress nominee, and Haitung Tungwe Lotha, independent candidate, have filed their nominations for Nagaland's lone parliamentary constituency to the Lok Sabha. The notification for the second phase of the Lok Sabha election will be issued today. Elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the Outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that empowering women is an investment in the present and future of the world. Addressing members of FICCI Ladies Organization, FLO, at Bharat Mandapam on the occasion of the culmination of 40 years of this organization, Dhankar said that gender equality and women-led development are fundamental principles of a just and progressive society. The Vice President lauded the enabling gender-neutral ecosystem in place. He noted a series of recent affirmative initiatives like a permanent commission for women in the armed forces and admission of girls in sainik schools. He emphasized that women today are reclaiming their rightful place in society and are no longer controlled by the male family members, highlighting the inextricable link between gender justice and sustainable development. Dhankar said gender justice and women's economic justice are key to achieving sustainable development. Calling women natural ambassadors of economic nationalism, the Vice President exhorted all to follow economic nationalism. The High-Powered Committee of the JICA Assisted Nagaland Forest Management Project Society yesterday held a meeting under Chief Secretary Jay Alam, who is also the chairperson of the High Part Committee. The objective of the meeting was to review progress of the project and approve the works program for the coming financial year 2024-25. The state government representatives from the Finance Department, the Agriculture Production Commissioner, PHET, Director Employment Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, and Secretary Environment, Forest and Climate Change also attended the meeting. The project was represented by the Project Management Unit, NFMP, headed by Chief Project Director, Tramendra Prakash. During the meeting, the progress of the JICA project was highlighted. The project has so far covered an area of 35,082 hectares in 144 villages against a target of 185 villages and an area of 79,000 hectares. Altogether, 410 self-help groups have received revolving funds in the form of loan under the project. In addition, around 78 lakh seedlings have been raised and planted, and around 18 lakh person days employment have been generated by the project. The work plan for the coming financial year presented the project target of 41 villages covering an area of 9,129 hectares. Meanwhile, the Chief Secretary appreciated the MIS program developed by the project and stated that the program could be used by other departments. The annual report of the project was also released during the meeting. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.